in the year to come, the season to come, the Florentine Opera of Milwaukee has some great stuff coming up, some familiar titles. One that is probably not familiar, even though the composer's name may be, and I guess I could say responsible in great measure for all of it, is William Florescu, the executive director of the Florentine Opera, right here. Welcome to the Midday.
Thanks for having me back. Always a pleasure.
Well, always a pleasure, I think, to hear one of Puccini's great operas. It doesn't come out so well for the title character, but she gets to sing some wonderful arias in the unfolding of her misfortune.
Puccini always makes things going bad sound good.
Yeah, yeah, it's got this wonderful combination of, on the one hand, 19th century, but also modern, too. I mean, definitely has a style all of his own. One of his most famous arias, of course, is going to be included in Madama Butterfly, which starts your season on October 16th.
Yeah, Alison Cambridge, who is with us for La Boheme, fabulous singer who's done a lot at the Lyric and the Met, is making her debut in the role. And it's one of the true tour de forces in opera and theater. I mean, it's a lot of singing and the signature tune where she talks about she's sure that her American husband will come back to see her one beautiful day, un bel dì, I think is one of the best known tunes in all of opera.
And in this version, just to give you a sense of it, we'll hear Renata Scotto with un bel dì. It's going to bring down the house, I imagine, Bill.
Well, we certainly hope so.
One of the great arias, not just of Puccini, but of all, Un bel dì from Madama Butterfly, and that's the opener for the Florentine Opera of Milwaukee in October. And in case I forget to mention it later, you can find out about all of the upcoming performances for the season at florentineopera.org.
Absolutely.
A lot of other things, too.
Please visit it.
There's... you call it a review, actually, that you're going to be having in February. Then will be the second entry into your season. And you haven't even picked all the songs for it yet?
We're still working on it. Yeah, each year that concert, as part of our season, it features our studio artists, our young artists. And so we're just compiling that program. But it'll be a wonderful program for Valentine's Day of music inspired by and from Wien.
Vienna, the city of my dreams.
Right, so it should be some beautiful music with music from and inspired by Vienna. Perfect for Valentine's Day.
And not so perfect for Valentine's Day, I'm guessing, would be your next entry, which comes just a month later, and that features music of composer Julius Hegge, and best known, well, for Moby Dick and...
J.K. did Moby Dick, and then also and right here in Madison, they did a wonderful production of Dead Man Walking last year.
Yeah, that's right, Dead Man
Walking. And he's got a new one coming out this year, Great Scott, that's going to be premiering in Dallas. So really, America's, I think, most prolific modern composer.
And what's the premise behind Three Decembers, the one you're going to be doing?
It's based on some letters, a play by Terrence McNally, but it's basically about a family, Maddie and her two kids, Bea and Charlie, and the family dynamics that they experience with each other over three decades in December of each of those three decades, the 80s, 90s, and the 2000s. And it's the relationship between Maddie, who's a very successful Broadway star, and her daughter, who's an alcoholic and an unhappy family life, and her son, Charlie, who is gay and has a lover who's dying of AIDS, and she's very unaccepting of his life, and it's how they work through all of those things. It's a sort of a microcosm. I heard a quote once, which is great. It's the difference between the family you deserve and the family you get that a lot of people experience. So it's really a very powerful and very personal piece, a very chamber opera, only three characters.
And this is Charlie's aria?
Yeah, this is where Charlie is complaining to his sister that their mother keeps calling the Charlie's Lover, the wrong name. And this will feature Keith Fares, who will be doing our production. He created the part in 2008 when the piece premiered.
From Three Decembers by J.K. Heath.
Kurt. She called him Kurt.
You okay?
His name is Bert. It's been Bert the 900 times she's met him.
How could she do that?
Bert with her grandkids, Bert at her opening night. For the past 5 years of my life, it's been Bert.
Maybe she just...
No, all my life.
Oops, we'll end it with oops. A very conversational finale for that aria, Charlie's aria from Three Decembers. And that's number three on the, it's number three in your lineup for the season at the Florentine Opera.
Right.
You're going to have more from Vienna, though. You can't resist that Viennese stuff, Bill.
Well, we have not done a big operetta since Merry Widow in 2007, and we were sort of due for a Fledermaus, and we have just the stars aligned with the right cast to bring back for it. And John Humes, who's artistic director of National Opera, comedy is not his main thing. He tends to go darker. He did Armor Gantry, Don Giovanni, Salome, none of which are comedies.
Not exactly.
But he's got quite a sardonic sense of humor. So I'm having him come back to do that, and a really great cast of people. We're going to be doing it in English. The excerpt we'll hear today is in German, but we're going to be doing it in English. And I think it's a great way to end the season, a little lighter than the previous two pieces, which tend to
plumb lift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So it's, yeah.
And let's see, this is the finale to Act 3, which is an ensemble piece.
Yeah, it's the big second act finale where it starts with the champagne trio that they call it, where everybody's sort of toasting the good life.
It's a great tradition.
Gemütlichkeit.
The Gemütlichkeit and the drinking song.
Okay, right.
Go well together. This case we didn't mention is by Johann Strauss.
Right.
From Die Fledermaus. Well, and the fun doesn't stop there in Die Fledermaus, the bat. It just sounds so much better in German, doesn't it, Bill?
Yes, a little less romantic sounding when you just say the bat, but Fledermaus has an intriguing lilt to it.
And a great uplilt to your season for the Florentine Opera. So to, let's see, recap, starting out with Madama Butterfly in October. You've got the Vienna City of My Dreams, a kind of a musical review in February for Valentine's Day. Then hardly turn around, and it's March, and you have Three Decembers. That's Jake Heggie's fairly new, obviously, since he's part of it.
2008, he refers to it as his most personal piece, so it's a very, really incredible chamber opera.
And then it doesn't get much more classic Straussian than Die Fledermaus in May of 2016. And you can find out all about it, as I mentioned, at florentineopera.org. It's Florentine Opera in Milwaukee. Those performances are... Eline Hall and...
Eline Hall for the outer two, and then the Three Decembers is in Wilson Theater in Vogel Hall, which is a chamber theater.
All right. Well, thanks for coming over from Milwaukee and sharing again, Bill.
Thanks so much, Norman, as always.